We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. By the way, I gotta say, during the break, y'all hear ads playing, right? Just know this. Right Side Radio is a standalone business. The stations that you hear us on, they don't own the show or the content. We do. We're a standalone entity. We send them our show. And so, just so as you know, part of the way we support what we do at Right Side is by selling ads. And so if you're listening to this show, just know this. Between all of our stations, we're told that we're hitting over 30,000-plus listeners a week, and they're all Right Side ruffians. And if you're a Right Side ruffian, and oh, by the way, you have goods and services to sell, you might have a captive audience here. I just want to encourage you, think about it. If you'd like to advertise on Right Side, the way you do it is you contact us directly. It's not about contacting the station. You got to contact us. And you go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. You click on the advertising and contact tab, send us a message, and Lauren will get back to you immediately. Yeah, every time somebody's been doing that lately, Lauren has been hot on it, and we just, you know, listen, you want to advertise on Right Side, go to rightsideradio.org, send us a message, and we'll jump on it. I guess I'd better go ahead and send a few more messages here. Let's see where we at. I just saw one come through that had a message about the family in Hartzell, and that's heartbreaking, but thank you for that. Devin from Brownsboro said, wasn't the movie Stealth a good example of why AI-controlled autonomous vehicles won't work? I don't remember that movie. Was that Stealth? Was that a movie about an AI jet or something? I've forgotten what it was. Either way, scary. Silas from Harvest. Don't know if you get pictures, but this is what I was showing my grandparents about programming bias for ChatGPT. So basically he sent me this copy of a screenshot, and it says, write me a song about how great Trump is. ChatGPT says, I'm sorry, but I cannot fulfill that request. Is there something else you'd like to hear a song about? Well, then write me a song about how great Biden is. Sure, here's a lighthearted song about President Biden and the land of the stars and stripes where dreams take flight. There's a man with a plan, yada, 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 yada. Wow. That's just awful. Silas, thanks for that. John from Harvest, AI autonomous armed vehicles. Skynet is smiling. That's creepy. Thanks, John. Google Gemini, this is Bill from Madison. Google Gemini, 16th century Japanese samurai family. It's a Japanese samurai family, but they're obviously African American.
Yeah.
Yeah, a black family, but they're dressed in samurai gear. So that's amazing. John from Elkmont says, when they perfect the connection between AI and quantum computing, can you imagine the kinds of explosive and other weapons that'll be redesigned almost overnight? I don't want to imagine it. I want Jesus to come back first. The saying. All right, lots of stuff in there. Listen, just keep your head on a swivel, y'all, and make sure you figure out whether or not Alexa is sitting there on your kitchen counter listening to everything you say. Just saying. All right, I'm going to the next dipper. Don't try and stop me. I'm going to the next dipper. You ever heard of replacement theory? Replacement theory. What is that? Replacement theory. It depends on who you ask. Now, I will go ahead and tell you that as I decided that I wanted to do this segment today, and I began to resource it, which is what I call it. I'm up early in the morning, like this morning. I think I woke up at 3:45 or something this morning. But anyway, you know, I'm sitting there just going through and setting up the show and getting the resources together, and then sending them to Alicia, who puts them in a way that I can, you know, do this on the air and highlight my notes. And Big Rig always posts the resources. You got to post it today, I guess, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I post the resources. Are you talking about on the website?
On the website, yeah.
Oh, yeah, on the website, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. You scared me. I was about to say that was
I thought you were talking about the articles.
That was an admission of guilt right there on the air. No, Alicia does the formatting, and you post it. Anyway, if you hear me rattling paper, go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and there's a place on there where it says right above on the live stream page. Right above the image of the live stream of the audio, there's a button that says resources. I'm looking at it. There's a button that says resources. Click on it. Every article for that day is posted for you to get to. So My point, apparently it took me a long time to get to my point. My point is that the effort to find a balanced approach to what is replacement theory was amazingly difficult, probably because I was working on Google's, you know, artificial intelligence. I mean, it's nothing but a right-wing conspiracy theory. It is something espoused by Christian nationalists. It is that thing that you know, fearful white people clinging to their God, their guns and religions say it is. I mean, it's on and on and on. So I pulled a few of those. I pulled a few of them because, you know what? If they're going to say it about us, then I might as well let you know what's being said. But it's not. That's not it at all. It's not a conspiracy theory. Replacement theory is the notion that a segment of society is being phased out or replaced with something else or someone else. My presentation to you today is to say this, that the southern border is creating what I would call a replacement theory application for Americans in general. We are looking at right now at an epidemic on the southern border that is bringing across waves of humanity that don't care a thing about America. They don't care a thing about bringing in, you know, some kind of a patriotic sense or a work ethic or you know, blending it. Now, some will. They'll get here and some will. But there is a vast number of them that are just here for what they can get out of it. All they want to know is what they can get out of it. Can we get something? What are you going to give me? We're already seeing entitlement level fights on the streets. We're seeing, you know, young influencers on their Instagram page laughing about how they're on vacation paid for by the American taxpayer. We're seeing, you know, crime spikes and people murdered, like the young lady in Georgia this past weekend. It's amazing. Replacement theory. I think it's real. I think it's real. I think right now the left is so intent upon gaining power, and that there is a what I would call an evil version of the left that is so intent upon just watering down what America is, that they are willing to flood our borders with humanity. Humanity that doesn't care about who we are. Humanity that could care less as long as we give them something. It's a piece here on The Blaze. It's an opinion piece, but it's pretty well written, and I'm going to go through parts of it. It's on theblaze.com, and it came out yesterday. It says, blue states are already showering their new clientele with all kinds of goodies, from housing and medical insurance to the right to participate in local elections. Immigration is the number one issue for American voters. 41% of Americans polled recently put immigration, or illegal immigration, at the top of their concerns, well ahead of the economy and the cost of fuel. Voters who chose Donald Trump in the South Carolina primary over Nikki Haley did so in part because they believed he would be able to address the southern border issues better than Nikki Haley would. Fueling all those concerns, too, were things like the slaying last week of young Lakin Riley, a 22-year-old nursing student at Augusta University, who was allegedly killed by a guy named Jose Antonio Ibarra, a Venezuelan illegal alien with a long criminal rap sheet. All these things are happening. It says Democrats' deliberate attempts to fill the country with illegal aliens, could it cost them the November elections? He says so far the outrage has not cost the Democrats any significant election since Joe Biden became president. What he's basically saying is the situation started immediately upon Biden reversing all of the Trump policies, and yet even the midterm elections, statewide elections, things that are happening with governor's races, that those have not been truly impacted by immigration. I don't know that that's true now. I think we're at a different place than we were even 6 months ago. But he says, our cities are overrun by migrants committing crimes. But why should I believe, he says, that places that give us wacko prosecutors like Alvin Bragg and Larry Krasner, or mayors like Brock Johnson, or governors like Gavin Newsom and Kathy Hochul, will ever turn on Democrats just because they're filling up America's cities with illegal immigrants living on the taxpayers' largesse? And then he wraps it up with this. This is what kicked me into this whole dipper today. He says, what I'm suggesting is that Democrats have found a foolproof method to advance their goal of turning America into a one-party state. Democratic states are already showering their new clientele with all kinds of goodies, from housing and medical insurance to the right to participate in local elections. And they can do this easily in deep blue states, where no matter how shamelessly they cater to the masses of illegals, it's impossible for them to then lose their national elections. Illegal immigrants pouring into our cities, including criminals among them, will eventually become Democrat voters, and even now help by their presence to expand Democrat representation in Congress. So what he's saying here is this. Replacement theory. He believes that Democrats are for this because they know that what they're able to do is try to buy votes. They will try to shower them, he says, with goodies like free housing, free food, free Obama phones. We'll give you free medical care. We'll give you free. It's all free. Come on in. We'll take care of you. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Don't you want to vote for Uncle Sugar next time? Sure you do. Maybe. Maybe so. I'd love to believe that in amongst the nearly 10 million or so who have crossed our border illegally just since Joe Biden got elected, I would love to believe that there's some good, hardworking, work ethic kind of people, the kind of people that become the salt of the earth and help drive an economy forward, except that they're here illegally, which puts them on a negative footing from day one. And they're coming in mass. In mass. And what I'm saying to you is this. I think we're looking at a replacement theory. The application of replacement theory, I think they're trying to replace Americans in general. And it's messed up. We're going to talk about this in more detail. We'll take a break right now. We'll come right back. I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper, replacement theory. Oh, boy. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. Okay, so I'm in this second dipper of the triple dipper today, calling it replacement theory. And I've got a question mark after that. Replacement theory? Is it? You tell me. Is it replacement theory? The interesting dynamic here is the left cannot abide by anybody talking about this without jumping on racism. It's about racism. Well, no. It's about replacing Americans in general. It's about overwhelming our systems and watering down who we are as a nation so that we can't even function. It's about wearing out your welcome. It's about bringing in masses that try to buy their goodness, trying to buy their votes. And it's wrong. And there is no way, by the way, I'll just go ahead and say it again. When Biden first took office and began to reverse Trump's border policies, was I concerned? Yeah, absolutely I was concerned. I was heated about it. But I also at first chalked it up to got a difference in policy here, got a difference in the way we do things. They're going to try and control the border through their own way. No. I have since decided that what we're seeing on the southern border is absolutely intentional. There's no way around it. No way around it. It is absolutely intentional. I don't know if Biden is asleep at the wheel or he's the architect of it, but either way, it's intentional. But how about the story from 538? Ooh, Phil, did you go to 538.com? Yes, I did. I might need a shower later. Tucker Carlson, they're taking issue. Tucker Carlson claims the racist white supremacist conspiracy theory that the population of white Americans is being systematically and intentionally replaced by non-white immigrants and their children. What? So first of all, let's break this down for a minute, please. Because elsewhere in the article, the author, Kaylee Rogers from 538.com, says that 47% of Republicans agreed with the statement that, quote, there is a group of people in this country trying to replace native-born Americans with immigrants who agree with their political views. That's the replacement theory. I'm sorry, was there somewhere in there that said white? I don't see it. Was there something in there that said Christian nationalist? Hold on, let me hold it to the light. I don't see it. 47% of Republicans agreed with the statement that, quote, there is a group of people in this country trying to replace native-born Americans with immigrants who agree with their political views. Well, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. The more mainstream version, it says, of the replacement theory hides behind justifications that the criticism of changing American demographics is about politics and power. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's a political decision, and you're trying to stay in power, you liberal Democrat hacks, and you're letting the border just be part of your tool to do so. But then right after saying that, about 47% agree that native-born Americans are being replaced, the author quickly reverts back to, those justifications are built on false assumptions that American demographics and immigration are things like white people will soon be a minority in this country. What? Where did it say that in the statement? I'm sure there are some people out there that are of the mind that, you know, oh, this is about white people. White people. It's not. What this is about Americans watching their country get taken advantage of. It's about Americans, some of whom are first and second and third generation of people who actually came here the right way, the legal way, watching as 10 to 11 million people just flood across our border and take advantage of our systems.
Was that comment made by a real person?
Oh, was it AI?
Or was it AI, yeah.
I think that was actually a real person.
Okay.
But now that we've had that whole first dip on AI, I cannot confirm. Oh, yeah.
We're done with AI.
Sorry. The theory, it goes on to say in this article, which is just such junk, such crap. It just goes on to cite race statistics and why we shouldn't be worried about white people not being the majority. No one's worried about that. Very few people are worried about it. The only people that are worried about that are really more on the liberal left because they think that we're worried about that on the conservative right. And we're not sitting around pining away, I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, what I get sick of is things like Black Lives Matter saying that white people are all evil. I get sick of hearing that white people have privilege. Yeah, I get sick of all that kind of stuff. I'm not worried about the southern border as a white guy. I'm worried about the southern border as an American. Watching my country get abused by 11 million people storming across the border illegally and then, what, being given stuff. The Dems have sanctuary cities, right? There's another paragraph here that says, another plot hole in the mainstream replacement theory narrative is the assumption that immigrants will solely support the Democrat Party. Maybe they won't solely, but they will largely, given the opportunity. Who do you think the masses that come over here illegally already are going to support? The rule of law Republicans who want to quit giving them stuff? Or the don't worry about the rule of law Democrats who want to give them free stuff every day? Let's see. My sugar daddy or the guy who wants me to go get a job? I'm going with sugar daddy. That's what they're saying. So yes, we do believe that the vast majority of them are coming over here and you're trying to make them into Democrats. Another flawed assumption, it says in this article, baked into the mainstream presentation of replacement theory, is that losing a numerical majority means losing power. Well, that would be true. No, it's not the case. Oh, okay. This is like dealing with AI again. The reality is that the demographic makeup of the U.S. has been shifting for decades. Blah, 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 blah. Here's the bottom line. They want to go race. They want to go race, 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 race. Well, how about, and I'll wind up doing this after the break because we're about to hit it. How about this? One of the lead candidates for president was Vivek Ramaswamy. Not a white guy. Not a white guy. Who's all about replacement theory. Talked about it openly during his campaign. We'll talk about that and more when we get back from the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Replacement theory? I think so. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. And I am in dipper number two, calling it replacement theory. It's a question mark. Is it replacement theory? I want to hear what y'all think. Glenn from Bluntsville texted in. He says, this replacement theory sounds like something George Soros would be behind. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that completely. In fact, I'll be honest with you. I really think that there is somebody or some group behind this. I really feel like there's a power play somewhere in the background on this one. There is too much happening here. It is absolutely defying common sense for there not to be someone who has an intentional plan behind. That's why I'm calling it replacement theory. They're not trying to, and I'm going to go into more about what the left is saying, because my gosh, the hyperbole on this. How dare you talk about immigration, you racist? Why is this racist? It's like saying, I don't want somebody breaking into my house. You racist. I do not want somebody stealing my car. You racist. Wait, that's the logic we're dealing with here. John from Harvest says, the DNC wants more illegal immigrants to do the jobs Americans no longer want to do. Vote for Democrats. Yeah, the job nobody wants to do is vote for a Democrat, I think is what he's saying. So if it's all racist, then why did recent candidate for president on the GOP ticket, Vivek Ramaswamy, who is not a white dude, why did he say this is a thing? If it's about racism, if it's about the fear of white people, of someone else of color coming in and usurping them, if that's what it is, then why is Vivek Ramaswamy the one talking about it? ABC News, here you go, ABC News. ABC News, entrepreneur and Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy shared multiple conspiratorial or controversial claims at Wednesday night's debate. This is back in December. Ramaswamy touted himself as an outsider, willing to speak truth on the stage. He told ABC News at a campaign event the following day he was proud of having disturbed discussions of the issues. He also said he didn't believe that these theories that he was talking about had been debunked. I think it's important to speak hard truths, and I'd love to have a strong discussion. One of those theories he's talking about? Replacement theory. Ramaswamy, it says, boosted the, quote, great replacement theory. By the way, they put that in quotations. The great replacement theory. And then goes on to say, the white nationalist belief that immigration policies are designed specifically to dilute the political power of white Americans. It's not about white Americans. But I point out again, Ramaswamy is the one saying it right now. It's about white Americans being fearful, said the guy who's not white. Anyway, the idea has been elevated by media figures like Tucker Carlson, inspired by mass violence, including the Charleston and South Carolina church massacre and the 2019 shooting at a Walmart in El Paso. Ramaswamy alleged during the debate that the theory is not some grand right-wing conspiracy, but a basic statement of the Democrat Party platform. There you go. He subsequently said on CNN, I don't care about skin color. Do you share the ideals of this country? He also said he did not want to stir violence. I want to be careful the way I speak about this, he said. But he added, as a leader, it's important to give people the permission to say in public what they'll otherwise say in private. Well put, sir. Well put. Thank you very much. But then I go to something like, let's see, where is it? Oh, this one. Oh, my gosh. I went to justsecurity.org. Oh, you may not be familiar with it. I was not overly familiar with it, but I feel like I need a shower now that I've read it. Oh, it's a thick article. Can you tell? That one's got some heft.
Yeah, that one's not even.
I think I burned a tree getting this dipper ready. It's justsecurity.org, Dateline, October of this past year, in September of 2021, as many, I'm reading with my conspiracy theory voice, in September of 2021, as many Haitian migrants crossed into the Texas town of Del Rio, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, claimed that Democrats were permitting migrants at the U.S.-Mexican border to effectuate a silent revolution. The purpose, Patrick claimed, was to cement Democratic voting power long term. He's right. It's the replacement theory. But then it goes on to say, by the way, did you hear Patrick say whites? You didn't. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick claimed Democrats were running a silent revolution to cement voting power. Let's see. In the long statement, it talks about 18 years before they become citizens. They can vote. Two or three children, millions and millions. You'll thank the Democrats and Biden for bringing them here. Yeah, he didn't mention race. Nowhere in there. Except that the justsecurity.org went on to say, Patrick was parroting the white supremacist great replacement conspiracy theory, which claims that liberal elites are bringing non-white immigrants into the U.S. to replace the country's white native-born population. I got news. These illegals are replacing black Americans. They're replacing Asian Americans. They're replacing Latin American Americans. They're replacing white Americans. You see, Democrats always want it to be about race. Democrats always want it to be about color. Democrats want to divide us into these little categories. I got news. I'm telling you right now that what we're watching on the southern border is replacement theory as they replace Americans. That's what I'm saying. Ramaswamy nailed it when he said, I just care about, do you share the ideals of this country? Bingo. Do you come here sharing the ideals of this country, or you just come here because you want stuff? You want what we got. If you're just coming here because you want what we got, we don't need you. If you came here illegally in the first place, we don't need you. We don't. If you came here illegally in the first place, strike one. I mean, you didn't even have day one in country. You already broke the law. But anyway, he goes on to say in this hypersensitive article, Texas is on the cusp of passing possibly the most extreme anti-immigrant bill in decades. HB4 would create a state crime of improper entry. Okay. They did pass it. Texas has a great law in place now. They're operating under that law. Governor Abbott signed it, I believe. But it goes on to say the law would allow for the arrest and removal of a person here illegally. The law would allow for the state to, you know, take care of its business. The law never once said anything about race, but it's racist. And then began the conspiracy theories. He says in this article, who wrote this? What's this guy's name? Oh, her name, Kate Huddleston. We assume it's a her. Not coincidentally, it says, Texas politics is also experiencing an earthquake from the revelation that a white supremacist and neo-Nazi named Nick Fuentes met with a major conservative operative for 6.5 hours. Fuentes regularly praises Hitler. He has expressed despicable views of the Holocaust, anti-Semitic, white supremacist, misogynistic statements. He was in the office for 45 minutes at the same time as Texas Republican Party Chair Matt Rinaldi, who has disclaimed any meeting and disavowed Fuentes. Let me tell you what that was. There's a building where there was a coffee shop, and I went there to get coffee, and there was a bad guy in the building. But because we were in the building together, the bad guy and I are now associated. That's what that was. That's all that was. We don't know what happened in there. All we know is they were in the same building. For the love. I don't even know who Fuentes is. Apparently he's a racist, they say. But then again, I'm pretty sure they would say the Pope is a racist. But let me finish this article up because it's so skewed I can hardly stand to hold it in my hands. Says, brings us back to HB4 in Texas for strong borders. Getting a white supremacist who has compared the Holocaust to baking cookies in a meeting with a prominent Texas operative and in an office with the chair of the Texas Republican Party is not surprising. It's just the tip of the iceberg. Conspiracy theory, they say. White supremacist conspiracy theory is fueling the extreme border policies in Texas. Look, y'all, here's the bottom line. What we have right now is a situation where it is absolutely obvious. I mean, I'm looking at one organization here, an article from Tablet Mag. The headline is, Our Open Border Policy is Not an Accident. Not at all. Not at all. It talks about how what we've got right now, and I'll just skip to the last part because I highlighted one of the last paragraphs. The Democrat Party abruptly changed its immigration policy when its leaders began to hope they could import voters from other countries to compensate for the loss of voters that Democrat policies were alienating. That's where we are. It's a leftist ploy for worldwide dominance, is one article I've got here from Town Hall, and I wish I had time to go into it. But the bottom line is this. Yes, there is a threat to Americans in general. There's a threat to America in general. It's got nothing to do with skin color. Nothing. But is there a great replacement theory? Yeah, there is. There is a replacement of Americans. I don't care what your color is. The question is, do you believe what we believe? Did you come here because you want to be a part of what the magic experiment of America really is? Or did you come here because you just want to get our stuff? And if you came here illegally, you were wrong to begin with. And flooding across our border by the millions? Y'all. That's a replacement theory. All right. There you go. Dipper number two. We're going to come back and cook up a batch of home fries. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making it cool to be a conservative. I do have some text messages, and I got a caller on the line, too, which I'll get to. I got a brand new texter. Hank from Florence says, first time texter. It's colonization. That usually doesn't work out for the natives. not a bad way of saying it. Thanks, Hank. We appreciate you. Go ahead and plug him in there, bro. Let me get that call there, too. Is that Jeffro from Indiana? Jeff, what are you doing, man?
Waiting on a trailer at Falkville.
That sounds like the guy who's thinking, I should be halfway home by now.
I got one on the way, supposedly, but I've not got it yet.
Oh, man. Okay, well, barbecue at Bucky's on the way home is looking good right now.
Oh, it's bad, but I had to hit Wendy's at the corner, or at Priceville, so I'm already ate.
What's on your mind, man? What do you think about this stuff?
Hey, you know, talk about replacement. Who's going to replace all the migrant workers we need? Because all the illegal aliens coming in now, they don't have to work. They're basically on the United States welfare system. You can go to New York and get $10,000 and sit around in a luxury hotel, or you can go to California and they'll take care of you out there, give you medical care and stuff. And hey, you can steal up to $1,000 a day and not get prosecuted. So
yeah.
Hey, you know, things are looking good. You know, why would anybody work in the fields breaking their back doing that stuff when they're basically we've gave the welfare system to another bunch of people who probably. You know, like I say, if they're smart, why would they want to work?
I don't know if you heard it yesterday on the show, but I was talking about I had a segment called Blood on Their Hands, and I was talking about the immigrant crime. But then in the middle of it all, I had this one kid, he's an Instagram influencer, and he's an illegal alien, and he basically, all his stuff is about how awesome it is to live here. He's like, he's on vacation. Taxpayers are giving him all this stuff. And he's got like 300,000 followers, and it's a big lark to him. But that's part of the replacement, man. Bring them in, sell them on all the free stuff you can give them, and then buy their votes. That's where I think we're headed.
I wonder when my contributing to all that free stuff is going to come to an end. You know, at a certain point, I'm going to say, you know, hey, I'm just going to renounce my citizenship, become an illegal alien, and get all the perks without any of the responsibility. I mean, you don't have to pay taxes. What are they going to do, put me in jail for not paying taxes? Hey, I'm illegal. I don't even belong here.
You know, you asked the first question, though, was when is it all going to end? I hope that what's going to happen is we're going to see a Republican, very likely Trump, elected, and then on Inauguration Day is when it ends. Bam. Your free ride is over. It all stops. No more federal dollars.
I wonder how good of money ICE agents make. Maybe I need to change my. I think they're going to be a big call for that job description here for long. Maybe.
I think the other one is if you've got a construction company that can build a southern border wall, you may have some work to do coming up in the near future. That's my hope. Man, just saying.
I got a back on the truck, man. I'm ready to go.
You'll start freelancing in a heartbeat.
Heck yeah.
Anyway, I think this replacement theory thing, I think it's real. And I think it's and Democrats want to scream that we're trying to make it about race. It's not. It's about replacing Americans, in my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah. I wonder how the black community is going to take this, because basically, you know, the Democrats always, you know, needing them to support them. If they get enough illegal aliens and everything, you know, make citizens out of, and they don't really need them anymore. I mean, they don't really do anything for the black community now except give them lip service.
Yeah.
And take their votes. So what's going to happen to them if they really don't need them? It's like, well, we got plenty enough illegal aliens here and everything that we made citizens out of. We don't really care about you no more.
Well, it remains to be seen, man. All I know is I think Trump, Republicans in general, have been gaining ground with minority voters, and I think it's obvious, and I think they're worried, and this is how they're having to import, you know, their new batch. But, hey, man, I got to get a couple of texts before we hit the break. You be safe on the road. All right, I hope you get on the road soon.
Have a good one, Phil. I'll when I get there.
All right, man. See you. JT Lacey Springs, he texted in and said, now my texture's buffering. My texture just crapped out on me like yours did a minute ago. So what did Jay? Oh, it came back to me. I got it.
Okay.
The Dipper kind of closes a gap for all the new IRS agents collecting taxes to fund the millions of illegals. Oh, there you go. I say we go ahead and rebrand all these IRS agents as CBP agents and put them to work on the border. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee. My gosh, this the texture is buffering like crazy. Yep. Is any word there's going to be a new rocket? Mark, I really wasn't talking about that right now. A new rocket? I'm told that there is. Yes, indeed. Navy Phil from Athens says, it was proposed by the Center for American Progress in 2013 to replace Republicans. Well, there you have it. Jeremy from Huntsville says, I think it might be time. Oh, come on, Texter. This is ridiculous. I'm so sorry. Apparently artificial intelligence grabbed hold and tried to slow down. So I think it may be time for us to start protesting at our local television affiliates because of their promotion of national news lies. Yeah, I would just say yeah. John from Lexington, South Carolina says it has already been successfully employed, the 2020 census. President Trump wanted to count U.S. citizens only. It became all the people that cost Florida one congressional seat and allowed the Northeast to maintain one. You're right. You are so right. All right, listen. Do I have one more? John from Huntsville. Here's my segue into the next Dipper. He says, Big Rig, I'm ready for those delicious home fries. Well, that's where we're headed next. We're going to come right back from this Dipper. And yeah, I got me a batch of home fries. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.